You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Now, don't worry. We are not talking to Senator Elizabeth Warren, although this is her theme song for the campaign, right? Think? Pretty sure? 9 to 5 from Dolly Parton, starting a number one run for 2 weeks on the U.S. charts back in 1981. Her first number one hit on the Billboard charts, of course, plenty of country number ones, but Dolly Parton, number one, 9 to 5 on this day back in 1981. That's 38 years ago today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This here is the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for joining us. Bit of breaking news, because what is a morning show without a bit of breaking news? Chicago police say Jussie Smollett has been arrested. He is in custody right now. There's supposed to be a bond hearing later on today. I'm not sure he'll stay. How long he'll stay in custody, but we'll see. We'll let you know. He was, of course, charged yesterday with a felony count of disorderly conduct for filing a false police report. And there was discussions yesterday about when and how he was going to turn himself in. That apparently has happened. Matt Finn at Fox News Channel reporting Jussie Smollett has been arrested. He is in custody this morning right now with Chicago police. All right, joining us right now on the Steve Gruber Show, is Jeff Ferry, Research Director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America. He's responsible for building CPA's resources of original research and analysis regarding trade and industrial policies to reestablish the country's prosperity and world-leading economic growth. Prosperousamerica.org, the website. And Jeff, welcome on to the Steve Gruber Show. I do not hear Jeff. Okay, just want to make sure I wasn't alone. Alex, producer Alex, is telling me he can't hear Jeff either. So we will try to reestablish a connection with Jeff here in just a moment. In the meantime, I'll tell you real quickly. Oh, in the meantime, he's back. Jeff Ferry, Research Director, Coalition for a Prosperous America. Jeff, welcome on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's good to be here. Good morning.
Appreciate it. So there's a new piece up at prosperousamerica.org people can take a look at. A new study showing a competitive U.S. dollar could produce more than 6 million new jobs. What's the research say, Jeff?
Yes, that's right. We've done an analysis of the overvalued dollar exchange rate and how that impacts the U.S. economy. And what we found is that the dollar is 27% overvalued. In other words, if we were able to cut its value against all the different currencies of the other countries we trade with, that 27% reduction would accelerate our exports, reduce our imports, lead the economy to grow about 1% faster each year for the next 6 years, leading up to creating 6 million more jobs, boosting our export industries and our manufacturing industries, and just generally make the economy much healthier.
Jeff, the report says the U.S. is the only major world economy that has suffered from an overvalued currency and persistent trade deficits for more than 40 years. What's the cause of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And in a sentence, the cause for that is that the dollar is out of its equilibrium value because the dollar is a popular currency with international investors, and that keeps it up at an uneconomic value. And what this study shows is that's a huge disparity. 27% is just a huge disparity between the true competitive value for balancing trade and the real value that it is maintained at in the financial markets by investors and banks overseas.
Jeff Ferry with us, Research Director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America, prosperousamerica.org. I don't know how far into the weeds you have to get to explain this, economy-wise, but yeah. How do you fix it? How do you readjust the dollar?
Yeah, that's a That's a good question, and you're right. It's pretty technical, but it's very important because, you know, we've seen a lot of tariffs and other actions that are attempting to improve our trade balance. And what we're saying with this study, and many economists agree with us, that the dollar exchange rate is really the most fundamental force affecting our trade. And if you don't address that, you won't ever fix our trade balance. And there are a couple of ways to address it. The way we prefer is a new charge called a market access charge, which is like a tax we would levy on foreigners, not on any Americans, only on foreign-based citizens or companies that buy dollar assets. In other words, U.S. dollar bank accounts or buy U.S. treasury bonds or U.S. stocks, because it's that buying that's pushing the dollar up. So we want to put a tax on that in order to discourage foreigners from investing in the dollar. We say to foreigners, we don't want your money. It's actually hurting our economy. We don't need more money flowing into America. I'm not talking about investment. I'm talking about capital flows. Just investments in paper, in stocks and bonds. Go invest somewhere else. That'll allow our dollar to get back to its competitive level. So that's the main way, the best way to adjust it. Other ways that have been used in the past is to have the government go in and sell dollars and buy other currencies, pounds and euros and yen and so on, and that would alter the value too. That's another way to do it. So there are a couple of solutions here. We are trying to get the Trump administration to focus on those solutions and focus on this problem.
I've got about 30 seconds, Jeff, quickly. If this happens, if this goes through, how would that affect normal, everyday Americans? I mean, just their pocketbook, right?
Right. It would affect us all. You'd see the economy growing again. You'd see a healthier manufacturing sector. And I'm thinking of, you know, machinery, all the usual stuff, you know, primary metals, automobiles, aerospace. All those industries would benefit because all of our products would become more competitive on world markets. Farmers would benefit because prices of farm crops tend to go up when the dollar goes down. So it would be an economic solution that would reach virtually every household in America.
Jeff Ferry, Research Director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America, prosperousamerica.org. Thanks for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
So you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at michiganconstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.